You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Talking Miami Marlins baseball here at the winter meetings. Tim McMaster along with Joe Fusaro, our MLB.com Marlins reporter, and Jack Morris. And the Marlins come in here and you're hearing all sorts of rumors. There's obviously the three big closers as we headed into this thing. Mark Melancon is off the board. He is a San Francisco Giant. So there's two left and the Marlins seem very much interested in locking up one of them.
Yeah, I mean, Tim, part of their strategy coming in was their off-season strategy was they could go, and obviously they have a rotation issue that they have to address. The market doesn't lend itself to completely addressing. So they have already signed Edinson Volquez to help do that. But what's the big picture? And the big picture is, okay, the Royals showed lockdown bullpen might be the way to go for marginal staff. So they came in here with their eye on a big prize. One of three major closers that are on this market. As you noted, Melancon's off the board going to San Francisco. And the Marlins are hot and heavy on Aroldis Chapman and Kenley Jansen. And that's where we kind of stand right now. Nothing is imminent as of what we're talking. But by the time we leave D.C. in a couple of days, I would not be shocked that they have an answer or they have a very expensive closer.
Does the fact that there's three really premier closers on the market affect that for the Marlins, where typically there might be some really big names as starters available as free agents, but those aren't really existing quite as much this year?
Correct. Yeah, I think you're looking at what was the strength of last year's free agent market. Yeah, Greinke had David Price. It's almost like the Marlins are treating this offseason, this winter meetings, like the draft. Yeah. What's the strength of the draft? You know, they can make their pitching better in their mind, whether it's right or wrong, but they can make the pitching better if they could shorten the game. And if you got an automatic ninth, you already have an all-star in A.J. Ramos who had like 40 saves last year. He goes to the eighth, and then you got Kyle Barraclough at those 97 as a nasty slider in your seventh. You got David Phelps, who's kind of that utility super reliever that, you know, a little bit of the hybrid we saw of Andrew Miller, multiple inning guy who could be really effective. And you got the makings of, if your starters could get you through 5-6, you got a really good chance. So that's kind of the approach. And you got an owner that's in on spending ridiculous amount of money, a record-setting number for a closer. So you have all the pieces in place for them to walk out of here if they can find the match in a, as you know, free agency takes two. Yeah. If you know, you got people wanting to come to Miami, you got Don Mattingly, you still got a pretty attractive team, and you got a pitcher-friendly ballpark. You know, you got some attractive pieces there to Laura Jansen or Aroldis Chapman.
Obviously, there's a relationship there with Mattingly and Jansen, both times with the Dodgers. Right. Edinson Volquez, you mentioned, they sign him. The numbers last year, beyond the innings are good, and that's, I guess, what he's always brought in his career. The ERA, the win-loss, the other numbers, the whip, not great last year. But is the innings the number one thing they were looking for? When you look at this rotation, they need somebody who's going to eat
them up. I mean, he goes 170 to 180 all the time. And that, believe it or not, that is really hard to find. So durability, he also pitched deep in, won a World Series in 15. A lot of times a pitcher, a starter, tends to take a step backward that next year, the grind of the extra season. You know, he said he felt, you know, in talking to him when he signed, that he, you know, felt that he was pressing and that, you know, maybe he wasn't completely right. And then he kind of pushed and tried to do a little too much. But Tim, I think the signing of Edinson Volquez was almost like symbolic, because this team, after Jose's passing, there was some real internal discussions. Which way do they go? Do they really have enough to go and compete, or do they have to break it down? And they signed Martin Prado coming right off the heels of the end of the season to the 3-year extension. So that was a good sign. But still, until they made a move, and I think it was symbolic as much, that a Volquez was a clear indication that the Marlins intend to go for it in 17.
No question that you can patch things up in a hurry with a great pitching staff. And if they could land one of those two remaining free agents, Chapman or Jansen, it could be a difference maker for a team. You saw what Ned Yost has done in the Kansas City Royals. I think Terry Francona and the Cleveland Indians has gotten similar, especially in postseason. Heck, even the Cubs were doing that in the postseason late in the year.
Yeah, I mean, if you don't have the Mets, a healthy Met rotation, what do? I mean, you're not going to match them, Syndergaard and, you know, DeGrom. Yep. So you have to match overall. And the Marlins also have a number of prospects that not the highest end guys, but you got guys like an Austin Bryce, a Jacob Esch, guys who are throwing upper 90s, but they might be more long relievers than starters. So yes, it's going to be a lot of innings probably for a bullpen, but you could have some depth to rotate guys that Justin Nicolino may ultimately be that multi-inning reliever if he's not, you know, missing more bats and getting strikeouts to be a starter, which he's been all through his prospect stages. So I think it's kind of how are you going to best manage all of your pitching than rather than say, oh, we're lining, this is automatic, you know, and everyone's going 7 or 8 or more, and, you know, and your bullpen. So they're attacking it that way, and I think they're playing to the strength of the market.
They still need to add another starter as well, or they'd like to. The other names you hear out there, obviously, Rich Hill was the big name. He's off the board. But there's guys like – there's other guys, Jason Hamill, Doug Fister. Is that the kind of pitcher they're looking
Correct.
At?
Correct. I think Hamill, where his dollars could be, if they get, let's say, Aroldis Chapman in the $80 million range, I think that you're looking at probably not going 30 or whatever Jason Hamill may require.
Right.
But if Doug Fister's on a one-year deal, even if it's 10 – you know, or 7 to 8 to 10. He had 7, I believe, in Houston. A guy like that, or you see who else. You know, you might get a bounce back candidate as well as C.J. Wilson. You might have to experiment with a few guys. You know, to try to. But if they could set it up where either way, if they get the closer that they're eyeing, they're still going to get somebody with a track record that will help, you know, patch up the back end.
Do you see one of the younger players in the organization right now being able to step in as one of the guys that might be a strong long-term fit for the rotation?
Yes, I do. There are actually two, but I'll give you the first guy. And you know, and what happens with prospects, we don't see them in the June, the Super 2, you know, the service time deadline, and the kid probably needs the time as well. Luis Castillo, not to be confused with the former second baseman, but right-handed pitcher out of the Dominican Republic, Luis Castillo, they actually traded him as part of the Andrew Cashner trade, and he came back when Colin Ray had his injury, and they got the kid back. And a lot of scouts, this kid's throwing 97 to 100, and they got him a couple of years ago from the Giants as part of the Casey McGee deal, and he looks like he could be a real find, and there's some that believe he might be a 3. So this is a kid with real high-end fastball. If he gets a little more consistency with the breaking ball, he's a guy mid-season, might be, if they are where they hope to be. Don't be surprised if Luis Castillo comes out of nowhere and is being effective for 10, 15, whatever starts over the final, you know, 3, maybe 4 months.
This has been MLB.com Extras, our Marlins Winter Meetings Edition. For Joe Fusaro and Jack Morris, I'm Tim McMaster. Tune in again next time.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.